While there are still a few patches of snow left on the ground, for the most part, the long winter is over and spring is here. But while you can't go skiing, it doesn't mean you should let the muscles you need for next year's skiing go to waste. Welcome to the Summit Sports Podcast for skis.com and snowboards.com. On this edition, we're going to talk about ways to stay in shape throughout the summer so that you can be ready to hit the slopes when the snow starts falling again. We start off the podcast by going to Julie here at Summit Sports, who has been skiing for decades, although she's just in her mid-20s and a frequent go-to person here on the Summit Sports Podcast. So Julie, what's some advice for staying in shape in the warmer months?
We really want to help with any cross-training that we can do that's going to help balance the body and be able to develop that coordination where you can focus on doing multiple things at the same time. A lot of flexibility and stretching is really helpful. So anything you can do, especially in skiing relating to the quad, since it is such a quad dominant sport, a lot of stretching of the lower body from the calves to the quads, the hamstrings, your hip flexors and low back. As those muscles develop, your body tends to tighten up and it can really put a lot of stress and strain on tendons and ligaments, which skiers are so prone to those knee injuries. So a lot of stretching. Any sort of sport or activity that's also going to incorporate that same balance, agility, and coordination. You know, dance, yoga, BOSU ball workouts are great. Even paddle boarding really helps with that core strength, and there's a lot of small twitch muscles that you need to keep balanced on your board. As far as more sport type activities, cycling is great for the legs and for a cardio workout, as well as skating, which I do frequently in the summer just to keep exercising, and a lot of the edging maneuvers are fairly similar to skiing.
Skating. Let's talk about that one.
I've always felt that inline skating is as close to the perfect sport as possible, and it's a great way to train for skiing in the off season.
That's Steve, and you may recognize his voice as the CEO and ski buyer for skis.com, but he's also the owner of inlineskates.com. So Steve, what makes skating the perfect sport?
The reasons why I say it's the perfect sport is, first of all, it's the same muscle groups as skiing. You use the same thigh muscle, inner thigh muscle, which often isn't exercised by a lot of machines, say at the club and stuff like that. It's also considered a balance sport, so it helps you with balance just like skiing or snowboarding. It's low impact, so you don't get the impact of running on a treadmill or running on the street. You stay cool because you're moving fairly quickly, so you're moving typically about 15, 20 miles an hour or 10 to 15 miles an hour. And so you stay cool. You don't realize how hot you are until actually you stop. It's a lot of fun, so I think it's always easier. Personally, I hate exercising in a health club. I want to do a sport that's fun, and I'd much rather be out inline skating than I would be walking on a treadmill or doing an elliptical machine. You can go fast or not go fast. That's really kind of up to you. It's social. I often go with my wife. Used to go with my kids when they were younger. So it's something you can do with other people. It's easy. Anybody can learn to skate. There's no real balance required. The skates are so supportive these days that they just hold you right up. It's not like a pair of roller skates or something like that. And some people even use them for transportation, going to work. A lot of people in New York City use them actually to skate around, going to school. If there's a good bike trail or good sidewalks, it's a great way just to get around.
How does skating help with skiing?
Well, you can use the skates in two ways. You can use them to build muscles, which would be kind of interval training where you kind of do bursts, or going up hills is actually a great way. It's really fun using hills because going up the hill actually gives you a great workout on those inner thighs, same muscle groups. And then when you go down the hill, you can actually, it feels like you're slalom skiing. You can literally slalom on your skates by weighting the outside skate, like the outside ski, and literally doing S turns all the way down. So it feels like you're skiing coming down. Or you can use them in more of a cardio way where you just use them for 20 to 30 minutes minimum and keep your heart going and then just kind of enjoy the ride.
Now, if you haven't been on a pair of inline skates in a few years, you should know that the styles of technology has changed to make them more comfortable and more user-friendly. Steve had a story to share about the first time he ever put on a pair of inline skates.
I put my very first pair of inline skates on back in 1990, so about 24 years ago. Actually, it was before I even opened up my first sporting goods store. My first ski shop was basically back in early 1990. The semi arrived with rollerblades. It was the hot sport back then, just starting to take off. And it actually pulled up, the truck pulled up to my house, a big semi, and dropped off about four pallets of inline skates. And our store wasn't even open yet. I instantly pulled the skates out of the box, put them on, and started skating around my neighborhood in an old pair of, what was new then, Rollerblade Lightnings, which was probably the classic skate of the time. It was, and I had a blast at it.
I'm afraid to ask you, just because of the look, what color were the wheels?
They were pink. The two hot colors back then were neon green and pink, and actually guys were wearing pink wheels back then, but I'm sorry you asked me that. If you haven't been on a pair of skates in more than 10 years, I think you'll be quite surprised. Soft boot technology has really taken hold. So many of the older skates were these hard, more ski boot type boots. They didn't have good ventilation. Now the boots are soft, they're very comfortable, they ventilate a lot. But the biggest changes are in the wheels and the bearings and kind of the structure of the skate. The wheels are much larger, they absorb vibration much better. Bearings are much better, which gives the skate a more fluid kind of feel, so you kind of feel like you're skating on ice rather than trying to push a pair of skates across the street. It has a lot more creature comfort. Some skates have BOA, which makes it really easy to tighten, more vibration absorption, aluminum frames. They're just completely different than what they were 15 years ago. With inline skates, basically there's two categories. To make it simple, basically the higher cuff boots and the lower cuff boots. So the lower cuff boots are usually the expensive skates, are usually $250 and above, and those are more of a performance race type skate. So if a person hasn't skated in a while, or has never skated at all, or is just looking for a comfortable supportive boot, I would stick with the higher boots. From that standpoint, as a beginner, there really is no limit to which ones you can buy. In other words, the less expensive skates are not going to perform as well, and the more expensive skates are going to have better wheels, better bearings, and be more comfortable. So although it sounds strange, I would recommend basically as long as you're going with the higher boot, the most expensive one you can afford is going to be the one you're probably going to enjoy the most and probably use the most, because it does make skating a lot more enjoyable to have a much better skate. Typically in the $150 to $200 price range is where you get a really good skate.
To get an idea of which skates are great for cross training, I went to our inline skate buyer, Alisa.
Well, the VO2s are my choice for cross training this year for skiing. The VO2s, the cool thing about the VO2s is the Vortex ventilation system, which is a channel, air channel that runs from the toe all the way out through the back of the skates like an exhaust system. So it's what that does, it goes right under your footbed and cools your foot off as you skate. So I think for me that's key, because during the summer here it's very warm and I don't like my feet to get hot, so that's going to keep me nice and cool. Another cool feature of the VO2s, some of the models come with a BOA system, which is also used on many winter products, skiing, snowboard. The BOA gives you a nice snug fit, very comparable to how your ski boots are going to feel in the wintertime. Real nice performance feature. Make sure you get a tight fit so that you have control from your foot all the way down to the wheels, all the way to the pavement. I think the VO2 line from K2 really makes an excellent cross-training skate, because it still has your high cuff giving you a lot of support, whereas a lower cuff boot on some of the more advanced like marathon type skates gives you a little too much ankle articulation for most people. So the VO2s still have that nice high cuff giving you a lot of support, they have great ventilation system, and you can't go wrong with the BOA.
As we conclude the Summit Sports podcast, Steve tells us briefly about how inline skates has impacted skis.com, inlineskates.com, as well as the Summit Sports retail stores.
So we've been selling skates for 24 years. We sell actually more inline skates than almost anybody. We're basically one of the top, if not the top, inline skate dealer, both in the internet and in our stores, between inlineskates.com and our stores, and now we're selling them on skis.com. We know this business backwards and forwards. We literally built our company on inline skates, and it's a great sport and still is a great sport. That's what's kind of cool about it. It's really seeing a resurgence right now.
So if you're looking for a fun way to stay in shape this summer, then definitely check out inline skating. The skates like the K2 VO2s are not only a blast to ride, but they'll also keep your stability, balance, and body in check so that you're ready to hit the slopes this winter in greater shape than last year. Make sure to check out skis.com and inlineskates.com for the latest and coolest new inline skates out there. I'd like to thank Julie, Alisa, and Steve for joining me on the Summit Sports Podcast, and thank you for listening, and have a great summer.